This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Ultimately, you know, I look at, you know, my season, and it kind of goes into play with how our season went. You know, I feel like, you know, I had good plays, I had definitely more bad plays this year than normal. That was to my standard, but that's kind of how the season went.
You know what's the emotion, Jameson? Like, that's, we did all that, man, to come up short, bro, you know? Devastating, furious, all type of, I don't know, I'm everywhere with it right now.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him. I just kind of keep it to us, but it was a good conversation, and we've been together all season. We've been through a lot, and it reflected that.
Second, I made contact with my foot. Felt it lower, kind of, you know, we talk about hitting on the fourth lace of the shoe. Felt it a little lower down the foot and hit it thin.
Tidal Loop, hot topic guy here on this Monday. Rookie kicker out of Arizona. First kicker drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, replacing Justin Tucker. And we're going to get to here in a second. Talking about the miss hit. Fourth lace of the shoe. Now, if he can count the laces of the ball before he kicks it, this guy needs to get into a higher calling than kicking a football through the uprights. But he knew it was off from the jump. And, Nolan, I'm usually wrong. We'll get to our picks later in the show to wrap up the regular season, which will prove that very fact. I'm pretty sure I said a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Ravens and how the season's going to end. What's the most Ravens-like way for it to end? And I'm like, well, they'll win in Green Bay. Pittsburgh will lose to Cleveland. Then they'll go to Pittsburgh for a chance to win the division. And Tyler Loop's going to miss the game-winning field goal. I'm pretty sure I said that on some sort of audio tape. Or now video. I wasn't hoping for that to happen by any stretch of the imagination. But when Boswell missed the extra point after Woozie fell down and Austin scores with 55 seconds left, said to my daughter, man, this is coming out way too clear for what I was half jokingly saying on the air. And then he lines up, and I was checking out social media, Facebook. I can't get into 5 bazillion different realms of that. Well, why did they take a knee? Why did they put it in the middle of the hat? I mean, it was perfect scenario for this guy. He had missed a kick from inside 50 yards all season long, 29 of 29. He missed a couple extra points. He was 8 for 8, 40 to 49. And he was drilling his extra points after the touchdowns. He shanked it. It's as simple as that. And Justin Tucker, before we get to the, he's just a rookie. How do you put the game and your season in his hands? You know, Justin Tucker's rookie year, he was 91% kicking field goals. He was 4 for 4. Let me just double check that. From beyond 50. 30 of 33. He kicked a game-winning field goal to beat New England on a Monday night. Week 4, whatever it was. And the Mile High Miracle, which we remember Jacoby Jones and Joe Flacco. And that'll be a famous play. One of the great plays in Baltimore football history. Colts, Ravens combined. He kicked a game-winning field goal in overtime after the Ravens had forced the turnover. So I don't want to hear he's just a rookie crap. I'm not buying it. Choked. Now, should it have come down to that? Then that's the layers, Nolan, that we're going to get into throughout the course of the next, when's training camp start? Next 6 months. But circumstances of the game. It's like when a referee blows the call. Led you to this particular point. Despite everything that happened over the previous 59 minutes and 58 seconds, you were in a position to win the game, and he missed the field goal. Sucks for him, and until he makes a game-winning field goal, preferably in the postseason, he's going to have to keep answering this question. And we were saying it when Vinny was here. Vinny's on vacation, of course. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Mike Pope other side of the glass. He hasn't kicked a game. He hasn't been in a position yet to either win or lose a game. And he was finally in one. Tough situation at that. And he did not rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, where, you know, everyone's going to immediately say, well, yeah, of course, you know, you had that feeling like he was going to miss when he walked out on the field. But I'm being 100% honest with you. When they lined up for that kick, I didn't care if it was 44 yards, 30 yards, whatever. I felt uneasy. And it hit me, and shame on me for it not coming to the forefront of my mind until I'm in the moment there. But I'm like, oh my God, this is where we took the Justin Tucker thing for granted. Where he goes out there, and he missed, there's moments where he missed big kicks in his career. The extra point against the Saints, there's been missed, right. So it wasn't 100%, but you felt about as good as you could possibly feel in a kicker anytime Justin Tucker went out there for a winner, and a winner from distance at that. So to me, when I look at Loop, this isn't, I mean, it's about the miss at the end, of course, but what about earlier in the game? Ravens went for it on a 4th and short, like 4th and 3, instead of kicking a 57-yard field goal. That's a long field goal. That'd be a long field goal for anybody, but I look around the league right now, and a lot of kickers out there that it's no hesitation. Now, 57 yards early in the game. Yeah, we're sending our kicker out there. No doubt about it.
Boswell did it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Aubrey in Dallas. There's this new breed of kickers right now that was even starting to surpass Justin Tucker in his last couple years. Not that Tucker was losing drastically an edge until this past year, but the distance conversation. You know, with Tucker, that was starting to become a thing. Like, oh, well, you know, he's still got the accuracy, but as he gets a little bit older, he's going to lose some of the leg. And how's that going to affect him in the modern NFL, where teams should be expecting their kickers to make from exceedingly longer distances and distances? I look at Tyler Loop this year, nothing from 50-plus. You know, early game situation, they're not even thinking about sending him out there for a field goal. He wasn't tested all year long. I mean, that stuff has to matter at a certain point. So when he walked out there on that field, I don't think he's going to make this thing. And it was such this foreign feeling to me that it didn't become real until we're sitting there watching it.
Until sales right. And not to make this all about Tyler Loop lost us the game, contributed to the cause, because let's not forget after the first touchdown is 8 Flowers, kicks the ball out of bounds, and they get a ball on the 40-yard line. And that has been a season-long problem for him. So he's got some splaining to do. Billy Cundiff, the most infamous miss in Ravens history, he lost his job to Justin Tucker the next year. I personally, again, I'm usually wrong, I don't see them cutting a draft pick who converted 90% of his field goals because of a miss. But I would not just say, it's your job, we got your back, because the dynamic of this team's going to change dramatically. And who knows, Nolan, they win the game and then Houston houses them next Monday night in the divisional round, and we're just delaying these conversations for another week. But for Tyler Loop, replacing a legend, and Tucker's rookie season shows you he was just built different, and that's why he's considered one of the greatest kickers in the history of the NFL, but he's not here anymore. You were brought in to be him, a facsimile of it. So I'm not buying he's just a rookie for the reason he missed that kick. If you're, well, I'm just a rookie, coach. Well, we'll go to the other guy, the veteran dude. No, it's your job. Go out there and hammer it home. The offense did enough, especially in the fourth quarter. We'll get into all of that because we got a lot to get to. But do I absolve Tyler Loop from blame? No. It's one job and he missed it. And to your point, they've been slow playing these situations all. He only attempted four kicks from beyond 50 and missed three of them.
Right. So at this, I feel terrible for him on a human level.
No doubt.
I don't think anyone would disagree with that. And it goes without saying, all the social media stuff. I mean, just give it a rest, right? I mean, this is going to play itself out. We don't need whack job fans piling on. I mean, the guy already feels terrible enough. But I think they would be justified if they wanted to just cut bait and find a new kicker. I think they'd be completely justified in doing that because it's not just about the miss at the end of the game yesterday. I think it goes back to that trust factor of not attempting anything close to this throughout an entire season, rookie or not, that just doesn't happen. You know, sure, he made 90%, but we heard it in the Packers game, Noah Eagle talking about it, his average made field goal distance, the lowest of any kicker in the league this year. That has to matter. Routinely kicking it out of bounds on kickoffs, the new kickoffs, even more importance placed on the shoulders of the modern kicker. If he can't handle that aspect of it, you got to consider moving on. So I think it's a given that someone's here for a camp competition. And I'm honestly in the camp of I'd fully support moving on. But if he earns his job back, then he earns his job back.
He's got to earn trust and his job, no doubt about it, draft status.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Aside. So that's Tyler Loop, and I'm sure a lot of you want to get into it. There's so much to talk about as the Ravens season ended. First time since 21, they don't make the playoffs. First losing record. since what, 2015, I believe it is. I mean, this is only the third losing record in John Harbaugh's tenure as Ravens head coach. That brings us to the next point. We got to take a break because we got a lot of people want to get in. Should his tenure be coming to an end? And you were like, no pun intended, cundiffing him after the season if they didn't make the playoffs, but they didn't. And not only that, they finished with a losing record. And Las Vegas had them. I think it was them and Philly were the two highest favorites odds-wise to win the Super Bowl, and they didn't make the playoffs.
My opinion hasn't changed, and I'd imagine the opinions of the audience hasn't changed either.
Well, looking at the tone, probably not. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Ravens season's over. Quite frankly, rightfully so. If they deserve to be in the playoffs, they'd be in the freaking playoffs. They're like the Orioles. We knew they sucked. We tried to, like, we didn't want it to be reality. Then it became reality. It's not like the Orioles lost a wild card game, though. They were toast by the end of August. Ravens, though, they Corleoned us. Just when you thought they were out, they drug you back in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.